Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So the TV is on in here, Seth. They're showing highlights from last night's Monday Night Football game. Patriots beat the New York Jets 33-0. Sam Darnold throws four picks. You know, when quarterbacks throw four picks, it looks terrible on the box score. It's obviously not a good game. But sometimes you go back and watch the game, you go, all right, he threw four picks, but you know, two of them bounced off a guy's chest and into the arm of a defender. I don't know that I've ever seen a four-interception game where the quarterback was more at fault for all four of these interceptions than Sam Darnold. Like, they were all four terribly ill-advised, off-the-back-foot throws into traffic.
One thing that NFL teams have gotten better doing defensively is, and it's always like this, when something new gets introduced, then it takes the NFL a year or two to figure it out. And I think as the college game continues to become more a part of the NFL game, and lots of elements of it stay, that there are still parts that they're new to the NFL, and it takes a year for everybody to catch up. Some of the RPO concepts, some of the quarterback option type things, some of the things that teams are doing these last couple of years, defenses are starting to catch up to it and figure out how to take away what the quarterback wants, how to make the quarterback think he's seeing one thing and then getting another thing. And the Patriots, because they're so disciplined, are really good at doing these kinds of things. So when you see Sam Darnold talking about seeing ghosts on the sideline, I know a lot of people are making a huge deal out of that. It's a concern. It's a bad deal. For some reason, that's one of those football terms that I've seen Mike Florio and other writers, when they hear it, they make it seem like this is the worst possible thing that can happen to a quarterback.
It's in his head.
Like, oh, wow, like he's going crazy, he's seeing ghosts. Like, no, you're seeing ghosts. You're worried about, at times, you're. It's almost like you're coaching against yourself. You're worried about things that aren't actually happening. And it is good evidence that the Patriots had just played psychological warfare on Darnold. And he and his brain and his spleen weren't ready for it yet.
The mono seemed to be okay when they beat the Cowboys last week, but nevertheless.
The Cowboys. I just can't figure the Cowboys out. I wish they'd just stick to one team. I wish they'd stick to just like looking how they did versus the Eagles. And then I could feel like, oh, okay.
They're just good.
At least now I know what they are.
They're just good, yeah. So the Astros are very, very good. So good, in fact, that they are four wins away from being the closest thing that baseball has to a dynasty right now. Baseball has not had repeat champions since the Yankees of the late 90s, early 2000s. So, oddly enough, the one sport that doesn't have a salary cap, has a luxury tax, but it doesn't have a salary cap, is the sport where the championship seems to be passed around more than basketball. You know, basketball is, we're in the super team era.
Yeah.
Thankfully, the Golden State Warriors are not nearly the super team this season that they've been the last few seasons. Football, we live in the age of the New England Patriots, which begs the question that we teased into this segment, Seth. What would it take for the Astros to become the New England Patriots of baseball?
And that's the, and I think we're about to start finding out over the next few years, because it's a matter of, you're going to have these tough decisions of, do you pay a Carlos Correa within the next couple of years? Do you resign Gerrit Cole? That'd be a big one, I suppose.
Possibly the biggest.
The huge question is, you're competing with the likes of the New York Yankees, who are always going to be in the top three in payroll. And the Yankees have done a much better job of building through their system.
Traditionally,
But they also have the power of a huge wallet. The Steinbrenner family is sitting on one big fat wallet. And they can overcome a lot of their issues, retain a lot of their talent, bring in a Gerrit Cole, because they have the money to do it. I guess that's my biggest question is, I know Jim Crane's willing to spend money. Remember, there was a time where we weren't even sure Jim Crane would be willing to spend money. He's obviously willing to spend money. I just wonder, what are the economics of the situation? Can you come close to spending as much as some of those other teams in this market? Because, look, the attendance is great when they're winning. But the TV deal is never going to be as good as the TV deal.
The TV deal is in a different universe right. than the Yankees and the Dodgers.
You just, I mean, and you just look at
it's not good.
There's no possible way you could ever get to that level.
No.
With New York, I mean, you're looking at a metro area up there of 20 million plus people in that whole tri-state region, you know, that are Yankees fans, and you've got huge ratings. So I don't, that's my biggest question is, can you actually sustain that over time? The Braves came so close to potentially being a dynasty in that they were so good for so long.
Yeah, they had that part knocked out. They won the division for like 15 straight years. That's what the Patriots have been doing.
Yeah.
They've been double-digit wins since 2002. So the closest thing baseball has probably had in the last 20 or 30 years from the standpoint of sustained regular season excellence is the Atlanta Braves. The problem is they didn't win six World Series like the Patriots won six Super Bowls.
How do you keep a window open for that long? It's like you're living in Colorado where you can keep the windows open all summer long because the climate is so dry.
I used to live there. It was great. We didn't have air conditioning. It was beautiful.
Yeah, it's 90 degrees out, no windows. The concept of windows almost doesn't exist. So how do you get rid of the concept of windows in baseball? In football, with the Patriots, Bill Belichick obviously is a big part of that, and Tom Brady's a big part of that. I don't think you have an equivalent in baseball, because in baseball, no manager can do for his team what Bill Belichick has been able to do for his football team, because managerial decisions matter. I know some people these days seem to think that managers don't matter at all in baseball. It's just how much talent you have. Yeah. Managers matter, but not to that same degree or that same level. So I don't think you can get that edge there. It has to continue to be on the GM side with Jeff Luhnow. It has to be on the talent evaluation side and then the player development side.
Yep.
And that's what the Astros have done a good job of with their player development, both with their position players from within the system, their pitchers from outside the system, bringing guys in and getting them better. I think you can continue to have an edge in player development with your position players. I'm not so sure you're going to continue to have this edge in taking veteran pitchers, and turning them around, because other teams realize, wow, this is all about pitch selection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the Astros, they use their high-speed cameras, and they use the analytics to change pitch selection. I think other teams are going to start to catch up to that, The Rays have caught up to
that. Yeah, I also wonder, just from purely a pride and ego standpoint, at what point some of these GMs who have the Verlander, Cole, Greinke-type pitch. Cole's a different flavor because he was younger than those two guys. The other two were guys, Greinke and Verlander, who were on big contracts on teams that just didn't want to pay them anymore. And I wonder how many GMs who are in similar situations to the GMs in Detroit and Pittsburgh and Arizona are going to look at those deals and go, man, the Astros are getting over. We're getting all these prospects. Like, you know, Detroit and Pittsburgh are especially Pittsburgh, because, you know, Verlander, older pitcher at that point, he turned back into the Verlander of old here. The Verlander one's a little more justifiable because of where the Tigers were. The Pirates got to be looking at this Gerrit Cole thing like, oh my God, what did we do?
Right.
Like, we could have had Gerrit Cole for 2-3 more years, and we're trading him for Joe Musgrove and Colin Moran. And when are GMs going to look at these deals and go, I don't want to deal with Jeff Luhnow on this thing, man. I don't want to be the next GM to get fleeced.
I don't think that we have to worry about that. I think if you look at the Diamondbacks, that deal made sense for both sides. You had a team that was worried about the future and a team that's trying to stay on top.
Yeah.
Those two, you match up well when you're doing that kind of when you're making those kind of trades. And that's where I think the player development matters as much as it does anywhere else. It's that it's not just the guys that you need playing on your team, it's the guys that you have as fodder to trade for other guys.
It's the cheap labor.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like, Brady and Belichick are the linchpins in New England. There's no doubt about it. But it's a 53-man roster. And New England, on the margins, has done a really good job with the cheap labor, both through the draft and finding inexpensive guys that sort of fit what they want to do.
Well, look at Yordan. And I assume that at some point, Yordan Alvarez, when he becomes a true veteran, is going to be fine in the playoffs. Maybe it happens this series. Look at Yordan. It's not like the Dodgers didn't know the potential of Yordan, but they're also looking at him thinking, we play in the National League. Like, what are we going to do with this guy? There is no DH. So that made sense. That trade makes sense. And I don't think that the Dodgers aren't, they got to be kicking themselves. They got to think that they could have gotten more out of Yordan. Okay, fine. He can't be a position player for you, but you're going to get more value for him than you did at some point.
Josh Fields.
But those deals, like, he's, That's the Yordan Alvarez trade probably is one of those trades where you say, all right, Luno earned his GM money there.
Yeah, big time.
Because that's not a like a Greinke deal where you're just spending. Yep. That's you uncovered a gem there.
Yeah,
for
no
not
doubt.
Much.
Text message, the Astros already get accused of cheating all the time, so they've got that going for
that's
them as
true.
Being Patriot.
That's why I would completely and totally encourage people to embrace that. That this is just it's one of the costs of doing business if you're a really good team these days is that people are going to accuse you of cheating and they're going to accuse you of whistling in the dugout, like nonsensical stuff.
It's almost a sign that they've arrived, right?
Right.
As
right.
a dynasty, that they've got teams belly aching over that they've got all these other teams seeing ghosts right now, honestly.
And it's also, you know what? It tells the truth about those organizations, too. It's yeah. like, hey, we're cheating and it's not working like this. Right. They must
babies.
Be cheating.
Hypocritical
you know?
Babies.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than a big baby, and there's nothing worse than a hypocritical big baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gary Sanchez.
Yankees.
Fat baby.
Yeah.
Overly fat baby.
He's not very good at his position either.
Yeah.
Thank God for Gary Sanchez behind the plate.
Yeah.
Loved watching those balls skip to the backstop. That was fun. All right, William.
I feel bad for Ottavino.
You do?
Well, just because he grew up a Yankees fan.
Whatever.
It was such a good feel-good story, and now he's just I got so excited about the potential of seeing Ottavino every damn time. I was like, I'm gonna put in Ottavino. I almost created a burner account to try to. To try to make arguments
account?
For putting Ottavino in even more. Yeah.
You know what? He wears number 0 and he's a pitcher. Screw him.
There are well, look,
he's calling attention to himself.
There are like 25 available numbers for the Yankees because they've retired so many.
That's
of
fair
them.
Enough, but trade with somebody. You're a pitcher. Have a double digit number. All right, you look silly.
I didn't even know. I wish the
have a positive integer.
I would have liked to have the number 0 at some point.
You would have?
Who did that? Did Hugh Douglas do it, Jonesy, for a little while? I thought there was a player in the NFL that was doing it. It was kind
really?
Of a surprise. Yeah.
You'd have to be a skill player, I would think, right?
There was a loophole they hadn't closed. Oh, there was a loophole last night, by the way. Belichick, since we're talking about finding edges and whatnot, Belichick took 2 penalties in a row and burned like 2 minutes of clock time off in the fourth quarter because he uncovered a loophole in the way the
competition committee's calling an emergency conference.
You wouldn't have
call.
Won that game quite so conclusively if you
That's
hadn't
right.
found this loophole.
Cheater!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.